That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow,
good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you live this Saturday morning, November 4th, 2023, and we got a couple of the men online. Paul, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And I didn't know if anybody else came on while we were in that, but just have to introduce yourself if you did. And Remnant, we say good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. We've got the phone lines open, 307-745-5913. And Tim, would you open us up in prayer this morning, sir?
Sure. Would be delighted. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning. We thank you for another day and another opportunity to serve you, O Lord. And we just pray that you would grant us your mercy, grace, and wisdom as we go forth. Lord, we pray for protection in these times and with these things that go on. Lord, we ask that you would prosper the work of our hands and all that we undertake for your name and for your honor and for your glory, and make them successful and help them to bear fruit in your kingdom. Lord, we just pray that you would increase us in the ways we need increased, and Lord, decrease us in the ways that we need decreased. Grant us all blessings that the Bible has promised us and that you have promised us, Lord, both known and unknown, for our benefit and for the benefit of your kingdom. Watch over our families, build a hedge over our families and our extended families and our the friends of God that are out there, Lord. Grant them every good thing. Put words in our mouth this morning that would be encouraging and helpful, Lord, and prepare the soil where those words, wherever they may go, Lord, prepare those hearts and those minds and those souls that they might bear fruit for your name's sake. We just ask that you would just remember mercy towards your people in the time of your judgment against your enemies, Lord. And we pray, oh God, that you would make your enemies your footstool, Lord. We pray that all these things would be done quickly as we count quickness. In the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, Remnant, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And plenty going on in the world. I saw one somewhat unlikely headline that many more Americans still buying guns, still buying ammo, starting to dry up a little bit. The ammo is a little harder to come by, but gun sales continue to climb. Between the, it was being attributed to, of course, the mess overseas between Hamas and the Israelis, but and people seeing the absolute invasion, a very similar type of invasion going on here along the southern border, but also things like the report talked about this recent Maine shooting. Where the man went to three or four different locations, and it said that in exit polls at gun shops, that's what people were saying was, hey, you just never know these days what's going to go on. And I can't imagine that that these things happening are designed to cause people to buy firearms. I think it's a unintended consequence myself when these things happen. We kind of think that, well, everybody's kind of stocked up now. They bought their guns. They bought their ammo, and everybody's stocked up. But it just it seems like more and more people either are waking up or expanding or whatever in – when it comes to this, maybe it's just the times, but it sure seems that as these current events unfold, that again, that's just a different an unintended consequence. And regarding that main shooting. Just has not been in the news as much. Maybe I've just been missing it, but again, it just doesn't seem to fit the criteria or the game plan of the enemy. They're very selective in what gets reported on and what gets researched and brought before the people. And maybe it was because the man was known to law enforcement, the laws that are in place, the red flag laws and things like that, that we've heard touted is so needed and all this, that they failed to prevent this. And it seems like it would have been a classic case. Anyway, just another, I think, another event to where the mass majority of people kind of see what it was as opposed to what it was reported to be. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah, it does. There's a little more volume on your part, Richard.
All right. We'll try that.
I think that, I think Pastor Peter said it really well a long time ago. The people that came over here, that God sent over here, they were different. That's why they wanted to get rid of them from wherever they got rid of them from. That's why they sent them. That's why they didn't want them around. It was, and they had a different mindset. God had that law wrote on their heart, and I think even those who, there are those out there who aren't, following God overtly, but they certainly have a part of their heart there where they understand that they have enemies out there and that there are people that will do them harm, and that's their sole goal. And God has protected his remnant and continues to do so just through that one of those. That's just one of the ways he protects them, not the only way by any means, but I think that there's every body part has a job to do in the kingdom. And it kind of ties in with one of the things that I thought was interesting was they're asking for all this money for these Israelites over there for they want to buy them guns to protect themselves now all of a sudden. Of course, they weren't allowed to own guns prior to that down there along that Hamas line, but now all of a sudden it's very important that we send them money so they can buy those and so that they can arm those people. And but of course, here we don't need that. According to the anti-gun crowd, we don't need to be able to protect ourselves. We don't. We just do call the police. No worries. So it's funny how that you know, there's just such a lie there that they tell. Just depends on how much money they think they can make off of it or anything else. They're not really concerned about anyone. It's just a case of money and power and that sort of thing. But it kind of ties in with those thoughts. If those people had been armed, like, maybe less of them would have died. And I realize there's deeper processes involved there than what we're seeing. But anyways, it was just kind of interesting.
Yeah, Tim, I think more and more people are seeing the similarities between what Hamas allegedly has done, as reported. That's all we really know because none of us have been over there, but as has been reported in, you know, sneaking across the border, being set up, waiting on the call, and then attacking in multiple places at the same time. And I think many people see the similarities of that could happen on our in our nation, because we've had people, millions, untold millions, come across the southern border and the northern border as well. They say Canada has really, over the last year, the Canadian border has really picked up in illegal crossings and just basically been opened up. But we see the pictures of the untold masses that have come across the southern border. And if you've got 2 or 3 million a year, the government puts out about 2.5 million a year. That's their number. Could be 10 million a year. Nobody knows. You know, if you have hundreds or thousands in there, in those that are enemies, agent provocateurs, that are, you know, gonna, the plan is like Hamas did in the Gaza Strip, get in position and wait for the call to attack. And I think many people see the similarities, or at least the possibility of a similarity there.
Well, it's all a smoke and mirrors thing, just like they always do. I mean, they're running both sides of that deal over there.
And yes,
they think that they think that they've got everything under control in some form or some fashion, you know. And it's just it's funny to watch their plan. It reminds me of the fact that God says he knows what their plans are, and he laughs, you know, and I think we see that kind of stuff going on. In another little side note that kind of shows they think they've got their plans and they've got it all in control is you have companies called Impossible Foods, Beyond Meat, Unreal Food, and all these guys, and I just heard this last week, I think it was Beyond Meat, they laid off 20% of their workforce, and they've downgraded, and these places that were making eggless eggs and vegan bacon and all this stuff, they're all going broke. I mean, it's like, good luck with that. So it was going on. It's going on all around. Their plans are, you can't beat God's stuff. And you know, you can't even beat his plants when you when you're using his dirt. So
that's right.
Kind of parrot the old joke, you know. But anyways, we see this stuff going on all around us, and it's like, funding's drying up for him. It's shaking out. I don't know about anybody else. I know for a while there, a bunch of the burger joints were hawking their chemical burgers or whatever they are, and I haven't even seen any of those around here. I mean, they all just went away fairly quickly. But there's a lot of that kind of stuff there that just makes a guy wonder. So you know, it's and it doesn't make you wonder. It just leaves me in wonder at my God how he does that. But anyway.
Yeah, Tim, one of the latest is Tyson Foods is now they're coupling in with to raise, what is it, crickets, grasshoppers for meal. And they're saying it's for dog food and for horse food and feed and cattle feed and things like that. But in the quote, I was looking here. I don't think I've got the report here in front of me. But in the quote, oh, here it was, a way to introduce bugs. Yeah, bugs, insects, and crickets to their diet is kind of the Tyson food plan. And even though they said that, yes, it is right now they're gearing it toward animal, you know, pets and pet food and things like that. But they say in the article that the plan is that it would work it for people too. And again, it's I like it how you said it. It's their plans. Their plans are going to fail, but because our God sits in the heavens and laughs at their plans. But it just boggles the mind sometimes when you I know it does me when I read these things. It's like, really? But that's their plan without God, I guess.
Well, you know, it's got to get so silly that everybody sees it, you know. These people laugh at us, too. I remember they come out with the fashions in New York City, and people were, a year later are doing it, and they sit there and laugh at us, too, you know. And actually, we have it coming because we've gone astray in an idolatry and sin. Well, you have the average American on the street today that don't even know what sin is. They know their sin is, but they don't know what it is. So you ask them what that is, and they can't tell you. And that's epidemic in our society, and we've gone astray of one after other gods, and that federal government is the strange god. It has nothing to offer. Now, you got that goofy butt guy up there. It's just, I think God's laughing at us, too. He allows these people to get this position to wake us up. Every time Israel got in trouble, you know, somebody took them over to punish them, and they needed it. God always delivered them in time, but that's, I think, the shoes that we're in right now. He will deliver us in time, but it's got to get silly. I mean, the whole gun control. If people had guns, they would be a lot less crime. You know, it's just, they want to take it away from everybody that's honest. And the trouble is, a lot of people are going for it. But I think that's changing. People are buying guns and stuff like that. No, but I put no faith in a gun personally. We're not going to be delivered by might. We're going to be delivered by humility. Let God, he will deliver us. He'll fight our battles. He wants to fight our battles, but he won't if we won't obey him. Just like in Deuteronomy, he says, as much as I like to bless you, I like to destroy you too if you won't keep my commandments. No, you don't hear that from the sermon or pulpit anywhere. Then he's destroying us. I mean, look at our people. They're so sick. The hospital, the medical mile here in Grand Rapids, just, you know, if people turn back to God, that thing would stay empty. And where do we turn for our remedies? To the sorcerer. There's the king that he delivered from Egypt and everything like that. And anyway, he turned to the doctors and he died. You know, God don't want us to turn to them people. He wants to take care of the complete.
Amen. Guys, let's try the phone lines. Saw it was ringing there. Just have to call back and hold till we can get to you. 307-745-5913. And
well, it's interesting to me that what we're talking about here is the simple fact of waking people up. And I think that the Bible talks about that a lot. Awake, awake, you know, wake up. There's all those are all callbacks, I call them, you know, but it's like God is calling his people back to him and waking them up. And I think just like that deal with the bugs and Tyson and some of that kind of stuff, when we look at that, what we see is people are so busy asking if they can do it, they don't ask if they should. But the other question is why are they doing that?
Right.
I mean, sometimes it's like, why? I mean, what's the reason? They're not making enough money. They make millions, they make more money than I can fathom. I mean, they've got acres and acres of land. They've got lots of people working for them. There's the money flows just fine, evidently. If that's the question, if that's the case, then the question comes up: when is enough enough? You know, I mean, how much do you need want? But so why? Why are they doing that? Because they want to throw it in God's face, because they want to deny the power of the ever-living God. They want to destroy his creation. And they have no hesitancy about destroying themselves as a result of it to get what they need. I mean, if that's the case, they'll throw themselves headlong into whatever death sequence is waiting for them, as long as they can accomplish that goal that we can't possibly understand, you know, and which is a good thing. I mean, I don't understand it. I can pick up on it out of my Bible and out of the things that are being said, but that doesn't mean that I can really relate as to why they want to be that way. So God put a different spirit in me.
Yep. It's like you said, Tim, it's a different mindset. Let's try the phone lines again. Well, maybe it's just one of those robocalls. But yeah, Tim, like you said earlier, it is. It's some have a different mindset. Caleb that made it into the promised land, it said that he was the only one, him and Joshua, of that generation that made it. And it said that Caleb had a different spirit. He had a different spirit. He believed God. He believed God when he had told them 40 years previous that they could take the land, and he stayed true through that whole time. He didn't murmur and bitch and gripe and moan and groan like the rest of that generation that died in the wilderness, because he had a different spirit. I'm sure glad you brought that up, because that's what you see in some today, a little different mindset, not just following the status quo, not just like Paul mentioned, the fashions and the new things that come out that our enemies put before us, and some reject that. Let's try this phone call again. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
There we go. Okay. That was me, but I didn't hear nobody answer, so I hung up and redialed. Okay.
Yeah, good morning. We're live on the air.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I found pretty interesting compared to the, some people call it the conspiracy news reports, while Fox News actually put on Fox News, and I believe there's a reason why there's things being exposed by Fox News, of the possible impeachment of our fake president, on the same day that was being published on Fox News, knowing that it's being published, that puppet goes to the beach. Yeah, he went to the beach when he knew he was going to be brought to the stand for, you know, stealing the vote and sex trafficking and all these other things. Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's almost like Tim had said, we can see it happening. Understanding why, trying to explain it and say, okay, well, it's because 2 + 2 = 4. Well, it's not to them. It's just not.
Well, here's what I understand being written in the reports. They want to control the population. They've been doing it for years with man-made diseases and vaccinations to make people sick. And COVID is really, they're really slam dunk on America. And now doctors in Florida are playing a double standard, and they're rising up to say, don't take the shots, but they're still giving them to people that want them. Well, yes, the good guys on the part of it want to see them insert foot in mouth, in the way I would say it, so that they've got the charges against them to prosecute them. it's pretty awesome, you know. I mean, and in the local area, like I've said, I've been in the Washington area for quite a while, and I've never seen this. And all of a sudden, at the Planned Parenthood Center, standing just, you know, out by the street in front of it, someone's picketing. Let's stop these guys. You know what I'm saying? We know what Planned Parenthood is. It's about abortion. Let's stop these guys and no more abortion. You know, I'm like, interesting. You know, I like seeing that. You know, I mean, yeah.
Amen. It's good that people are waking up all over.
And that's what I'm seeing, is people are waking up, yeah. And that's the plan by the good guys, to see them insert foot in mouth, is that more people wake up. Right.
Amen. Hey, thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it.
Yep. Yep.
All okay. Right. Have a great day. Yeah, I was in Kentucky a few weeks ago and driving by to get a cup of coffee Saturday morning, and there was a about four or five older retirees that had signs out. They weren't really picketing; they were just proclaiming Jesus, Jesus Christ, the only way to heaven, repent and return, things like that, and. It was encouraging, and I asked the person I was visiting, and he said, "Yeah, that they are usually out there on Saturday mornings, sometimes different times of the week as well." And I think it's interesting, like the caller said, you don't maybe places that you haven't seen people protesting abortion clinics and whatnot, that they're seeing it now. They are. And it almost seems like maybe there's a shift going on. I don't know if there's a change. It seems like people are waking up.
Well, it's kind of like Joshua 24:15 says, if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the floods, or the gods of the Amorites. That is from, in whose land you dwell, or but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yes.
Well, it's hard to choose if there's not a A and a B, you know. I mean, so when you see these things going on around about you, just like the to take a vaccine or to not take a vaccine. I mean, I thought it was interesting just this past week, the New York. That's New York. You know, I mean, that's like Commonwealth Central. The Supreme Court of New York just handed down a ruling that said that
that anybody who fired employees because they wouldn't take the COVID vaccine has to reinstate them and pay them all their back pay. So that's, they chose that day whom they would serve and said, now we're not taking your witch's brew and having you injected into our arms. And it cost them something to do that. They lost their job. I mean, you know, that's tough. Makes it hard to eat, hard to pay your bills, all those sort of things. But God has made a way despite, I mean, can you even imagine that court ruling on something like that? I mean, to me, it's a miracle. I mean, that's a miraculous thing. And there you go. You know, but they seek to take our choice away from us all the time. I'm always glad to say I don't know when someone asks me something difficult about God's word or God doing things. Occasionally, they're like, "Well, why do you do it that way?" Well, it's what the Bible says to do. I mean, you know, and it's like, "Well, why?" I don't know. God said that's the reason to do it. That's kind of like the end of the matter. That's the cut and dried version, and that is faith. You know, it's Hebrews 11. It's faith. And what the way that they attempt to take that away from us is through reason or science. You know, that's another philosophy, another religion, if you will. They say, well, we can science it all away. You know, well, this didn't happen. You know, that happened. Or this, well, God happened. That's the way that works. I mean, and we attempt as finite human beings in God's kingdom sometime to explain God away through physicality and through reasoning that we can understand. And what we need to understand is the fact that our God is not limited by physicality factors or by a whole bunch of the stuff that we are. And sometimes he says his ways are above our ways. And
yes.
Unless you understand that, you know, the simple understanding of that leads to the fact that there's some things you're just not going to understand. So you got to take it on faith, you know. So and he said, "Blessed are my people" in Hebrews 11 who take it on faith, you know. So anyways, I just thought that's one of those when we see all this stuff going on for explanations. Well, that's what we're looking at.
Agreed. Yeah, and Tim, like you had mentioned about the fake food companies going broke, the economy, depending on who you listen to, it still continues to tank. Most expensive home prices ever. They said the Lagos mortgage rate up to 8%. That's figures like back in the 80s when we were in a recession. Food prices continue to rise, and salaries and hourly rates are certainly not keeping up with it. Oh, the Fed didn't raise the rate. They just met here this last week and decided not to raise the rate, and we're supposed to be all, you know, there's that fake God, that false God that we're supposed to worship and be thankful to for not, you know, making money more expensive to borrow. But the economy, no matter how they sugarcoat it, no matter how they gild it, it just is worse and worse. Gasoline out here, about $3.40 a gallon. Diesel, $4.40, a full dollar more. I'm not sure how that compares to other places, but it's not cheap by any ways or means. And I know the people I talk to, you know, that some are just really having to cut out things that that maybe a year or two ago they were able to do, whether it's travel or vacation or you know, vehicle repairs, home repairs, things like that. Again, I think that It is continuing no matter how. Oh, they say, oh, home sales are up and 150,000 new jobs this last month. And they that comes across as a positive. But then it's almost like at the end of the article, they tell you, yeah, they now we were expecting 300,000 new jobs, but we only got 150,000. And it's continuing to collapse. It's I guess a slow process, but it ain't getting any better. I sure don't see it out here as far as the economy and prices and what people are able to do. I don't know if you guys see that as well, if you have it in your neighborhoods as well. Paul, are you seeing it out there? It's still kind of harvest is kind of wrapping up out there in your farmland neck of the woods, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. You still paid the way Richard really bad at your higher area. So, well, I said you're listening to it. You know, this system is not fixable. So those people get their job back. It's coming back. Can you buy that food? It is a food. It is anything. You know, Revelation says to cut yourself off from the system so you don't suffer sudden and swift destruction. This thing's going down, and there ain't no fixing it. You know, you didn't get a blasphemous Supreme Court ruling. And that's the morality of the people at the grassroots is what's going to change this. And when our world falls apart, and like the prodigal son, we go back to God and do things His way. That's when things will change, because it's not coming from the top down, because they have nothing to offer. It's coming to survival. You know, God, I don't know all this is coming, but the fiat money system and all, it's, you know, God said your money will turn to dross. It's right before your eyes. So it has no buying power. And this is God's word. He said that. It's in the dross. And we have totally forgotten Him as to how we do things. The man's yes should be yes and no, no. And that's all wrong. I would go to court and the best lawyer wins. It's pathetic. It really is pathetic. And you're not fixing it. It's going to be destroyed. You know, God raises in Isaiah 45, I create good, I create evil. God makes these evil people for a reason. And that's the way nature works. You know, there's no bad fungus. There's no bad insects. There's a lot of bad plants. None of these will attack a healthy plant. They have their own immune system. They just want nothing to do with it. So, and it's the same with people. When we're godly, we can't be touched. And our strength is in our silence, you know. I mean, we're not fixing those systems, all I can say. And, you know, you look at these blasphemy from the Supreme Court movement, that in itself is a blasphemy. You know, there's God, the Supreme, all being person, and His law is back into the hearts of the people. That's when things will change. Amen. I think we see that a lot of this hubbub in the news and the things that are going on are just, it makes, you ever notice they don't really talk about, I guess they throw the word consumer out there a lot of times, but like, that's not a person, you know, they don't talk about people really, it's all about how it affects the corporations or the Dow Jones Industrial or the whatever. Like, who is that? I mean, what difference does that make? You know, at the end of the day, that's not. They don't repent. They don't serve God according to their legal documents. The only purpose that they have is to make profit for their shareholders. You know, that's their only reason for existence. They have no other. So they don't do good. You know, and when you look at those sort of things, God's a personal God. He doesn't deal with that kind of stuff. He deals with people, and He deals with the hearts of men. So, yeah, and I agree with what you said, Paul. The system is going to be destroyed. Go ahead. He said they make merchandise of my people. You know, shareholders. So they keep investing and keep them making money off interest on yours, you remove labor. This country deteriorated inside out. This is why the strangers were just pouring in this country. It's a judgment of God is what's happening. He's setting this thing up for something really big. You know, people are going to die and leave at some point in time. And it's going to, I think we're being set up for that valley of dry bones, Ezekiel. It just looks like all over the world. I see where Israel over is trying to get us in war with Iran. And they live off casualties, people's sorrows and stuff like that. They can't produce anything themselves. Go back to Cain and Abel. They were cursed. They were cursed of people. I remember Pastor Peter talking about that Jew farmer out in Colorado. He planned the same time as neighbor and nothing worked. He's cursed. And you know, God bless us who are willing, curse us who are willing, you know. So, yeah, it's a spiritual problem, and we need new preachers is what we need. Somewhere it says, I think in Jeremiah, it said, if you would have told him, they would have repented. So I would hate to be one of these Judeo-Christian preachers, because they're held to a very higher standard. When you preach, you are held to a higher standard of judgment and blessing.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because they eat the sheep. So, you know, it's just not, yeah, I would not choose to be there. Well, it's really so simple. There's three things you'll never do when you play. They'll never tell you who the real children of Israel are. They won't tell you what sin is, and they never tell you about Massive. They'll do it, but they won't tell you to be Greek, not baptized. And that is it. You just go in there. If you're in a tax-deductible church, and they tell you Jews are getting in a whorehouse, and I'm talking about you have Revelation, they attach themselves to the whole of Babylon, and but those three things, they will not say. And if they do, they will be put out of business. I remember Pastor Peter was interviewed on the radio station. I mean, the guy said, you say anything you want, and he automatically shut him off. You know, they're just those three things. They're letting them out. It's really, really simple.
That's right. And those were three things you never heard Billy Graham talk about. I mean, you just didn't. It wasn't, you know, those were not things that that you had Billy Graham talking about with all that that he put out. It just wasn't that way. That wasn't what he talked about. And Christianity today is all, that's all you hear in the Judeo-Christian world is, Jesus. Just turn to Jesus. And that's it. It's like they present that, but they don't present who he is. They don't present what he is. They don't present why. None of that. And like you said, Paul, they don't present the truth. It's a few scriptures of this feel-good gospel, and you would think with more preachers and more Christian music. And more outreaches and all that things would get better. But things aren't better. Our economy's not better. Our health is not better. Nothing is. Nothing is better. More children's hospitals.
And the other thing that they have to proclaim is that the state of Israel is the nation of Israel. You know, in the Bible. And the way they, even our enemies, carefully say it that way, the state of Israel. You know, they don't like to, I mean, I'm sure that there's some of that, but if you listen carefully, the majority of the time, that's the way they say it. You know, it's like, it's just not. And that's another one of those things that was, they're not allowed to proclaim, you know, well, if you bless the state of Israel, God will bless you. You know, so, and it's like, really, how's that worked out for us so far as a nation? So,
yeah, the last 75 years.
It's been down since 1948. Exactly.
Yeah, and Pastor pointed that out in the past. That was that was something that really opened my eyes, is has America been blessed these last 75 years? Do we have more crime or less crime? Do we have more prisons or less prisons? Do we have more cancer or less cancer? Do we have more debt or less debt? And we have more of all those things. Those are not blessings. But that's not what the, that's not, like you guys have mentioned earlier, that's not what the Judeo-Christian preachers preach about. That's not what they, that's not what they bring out, are God's blessings or God's curses.
And they all totally ignore Revelations over there where it says, you know, those who say they are and aren't. You know, it's like they just completely, well, Revelations is a difficult book. You really can't understand it at this particular time. We don't want to talk about it. But we're going to talk about, you know, Revelations 20 here. They go back over that. They really stay away from some particular portions there. They don't want to talk about those.
Well, I don't know if I understand it, to be honest with you, but I'll tell you what, you certainly don't understand it if you don't know who the players are.
I'm right there with you. There's parts I really got to face my way through, or it's like, well, okay, Lord, I know someday that'll be unlocked for me, but, you know, there's certain things in there. Every time you go through, you get some new nuggets, so it's like, okay, so just keep on, you know, mining on it.
I will say this, over time, it makes a lot more sense than it used to.
Yes.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah, until you know what it is, until you know the identity message, you don't even know what that Bible's really talking about. When you go back and put it together, then it starts really coming together, you know, all of it. But I don't care what book you read, there's always something you don't quite understand. I don't know how long you've been at it.
Amen.
God says his word won't return to him void. So, you know, you're going to, if you don't know anything when you read through there, you're going to get something. But, you know, but it's what you do with that something you get that will determine whether you get something else. So, you know, you either put it to work or, I mean, God said he spoke in parables so that his enemies would understand. Like you said earlier, if I told you plainly, then you would repent. You know, and we've seen John the Baptist. He said, oh, man, who told you to flee the wrath to come? When they came out to him, those enemies of God, they wanted baptized too. I mean, they know that there's a time coming, and they're trying to, it's an all or nothing for them. You know, I mean, they either have to go all in or go straight to hell. But the bottom line is they're going to go straight to hell anyway. So, you know, it's a net zero game, guys. So I always like that. I always liked Peter's messages, that one that series where he was talking about a message to the man in the, or to the man's men, you know, out there. But you can repent. You can turn, you know. There's a lot of them out there that don't know.
Well, the childlike faith is really important in this whole thing. You know, no matter where you're at when you start this, you know, I've been since the early 80s when I got into the ministry, but if you don't know, you don't know, and that's that thing. But, you know, that's why I said when the Bible said and something that's in the matter, just like a little kid, when my dad said, well, that's kind of the way it is. If he said it, it's in the matter, but you will grow once you change your mind. You know, that's repent and be baptized. When you change your mind, then you can start growing. So it don't really matter where it is. You do need a faith in this whole thing, even if you've been at it for 30 years. So,
amen. Amen. Yeah, I can remember being in fights over what my granddad and my dad told me when I was younger. Somebody told me something different. It was like, that's not what my dad said. It got kind of uptight after a little bit. So, yeah, that's the way we need to be toward our God. He said it. That's it.
Doesn't even matter.
Amen. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Any closing thoughts? Anything you want to leave the remnant with this morning? Tim?
Well, God's return. I was just thinking about that earlier. God's word doesn't return void. It doesn't matter where. And spend all day meditating on some of it. Pick you out a little point. Pick you out a spot and just chew on it all day long. You'd be surprised at what you can get out of it. And I think that whenever we do that, it gives us a blessing. And sometimes it comes out not meaning what you think it'll mean after you meditate on it for a little bit, pray on it. So hang in there and read your Bible.
Amen.
In the time of what you just said, Proverbs is a really good book for little one-line sermons that you can think about all day long. I mean, it's just really anchors you, and it don't have to be complicated. It's just, I love the book of Proverbs.
I do too.
Amen. Amen. Well, guys, thanks. Appreciate it. I hope you guys have a blessed Saturday, blessed weekend, and thanks again for joining in and encouraging the remnant, guys.
Thank you.
And remnant, we thank you for tuning in, and we invite you to come to church with us tomorrow, good Lord willing, and as they say, the creek don't rise. We'll plan on being down at the LaPorte Church of Christ at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time, and you lose an hour tonight if the your cell phones are going to change over back with daylight savings time. So it'll be a little earlier tomorrow, but the clock will still say 8:30 Mountain Time, and 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and 7:30 on the West Coast. And you can join us at scriptures4america.org. We'll have a little review of the news, a little scriptural review. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth message and a new message for you as well. And then, of course, we'll give you the opportunity to partake of communion with us. And we've sent a bunch, the last year or so, quite a few of the communion books out. We've reprinted Pastor Peter's book, Communion, Its Potential Blessings, Curses and Need, and we'd be glad to send that to you. You just ask us, write to us, send us an email, or give us a call. We'll be glad to send it to you and give you a little more information on communion. And so we'd be glad to do that. Well, remnant, God bless, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 rolling,
rolling, rolling, keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out.
though they're disapproving, keep on moving over Snake High. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake hide. Ride them out, ride them over, ride them over, ride them out, ride them out, ride them over, snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will...